I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. After going through a traumatic event, people want closure. The same applies to countries. The West African nation of Ivory Coast took a key step toward closure today. It launched a new Commission on Dialogue, Truth, and Reconciliation. Its task is to help heal the wounds of the violence that tore the country apart for months after disputed elections late last year. That violence left some 3,000 people dead. The BBC's John James is in Ivory Coast's main city, Abidjan. Just to refresh our memory, John, President Alassane Ouattara couldn't take office for 5 months last year, and this when incumbent Laurent Gbagbo refused to accept defeat after a November vote last year. How are things now in Ivory Coast? We know Ouattara is president, but everything else, how is it?
Yeah, I mean, he was sworn in at the end of May, and actually things are really normalizing surprisingly quick. I mean, in the country's took a huge blow, and the economy is going to shrink by more than 5% this year, but it's going to bounce back next year, growth of about 8 to 9%, and about 6% the year after. So the economy is coming back to life despite the very severe conflict that happened here. Things are improving quite well.
Still, there was fierce fighting, as you say. It led to kind of an ethnic division almost in Ivory Coast, and 3,000 people dead. That's pretty grim. How does this Truth and Reconciliation Commission hope to achieve closure?
Yeah, I mean, it's modeled on the similar type of commission in South Africa. Remember, after the apartheid era there, they had the Truth Reconciliation Commission, which was designed to allow really all sides to have a voice for victims on all sides to share their stories, and also to allow people to confess. And there was a sort of amnesty available for those who were prepared to admit their crimes, and also that really served as a platform for victims to have meetings with those they accused of committing atrocities. So that's the sort of thing that's going to be applied here, having hearings where victims can meet the people they're accusing, and really just trying to establish a shared account of what happened, even if there's no prosecutions linked to the commission. Mm. And there won't be any amnesties either. But alongside that commission, there is the judicial process, which is going on, and that in some sense will probably hinder the work of the commission, given that so far all that is really directed against the pro-Gbagbo camp. That's the side really that lost the crisis. Laurent Gbagbo's in prison, his wife's in prison, most of his allies are in prison, all awaiting trial. So that's going on one side of things, and then you've got this commission that's trying to bring about reconciliation to bring both sides together.
I don't want to sound cynical, but how much truth can you get out of a Truth and Reconciliation Commission if there is no amnesty?
Well, exactly. The motivation for people to tell the truth is less than there was in South Africa. So that does make things difficult. There are people chosen from many different parts of Ivorian society, all the regions, the two main religious groups. There's a traditional king as well involved in proceedings. The Ivorian soccer player Didier Drogba is involved as well. So they tried to pick people from all sides, all political persuasions. So that perhaps gives some sort of stance to the group, some sort of status where people can come and feel confident about sharing. But you're right, there's no incentive to come and confess and receive an amnesty.
Yeah, I mean, the presence of the soccer player Didier Drogba, it was kind of surprising. He is Ivorian. What's his personal interest in the commission?
He's said that personally, he's lost family members in the crisis. He wants his children to continue to be able to come back to Ivory Coast and take part in a peaceful, stable society. So for him, that's his contribution to building a more stable and secure future by being involved in the commission.
It's been announced that there will be parliamentary elections on December 11th in Ivory Coast. Is there any expectation of further problems?
It's certainly going to be a key test for the country. The pro-Gbagbo side now really is a very weakened force. There's lots of people in exile, so they're not really much of a force, not likely to really threaten anyone in the election itself. But given the environment, given what happened, given that security is still taking a while to come back, it's certainly a risk, and elections throughout Africa are really pinch points where you can get any sort of tension boiling over.
Well, good to speak with you. The BBC's John James in Ivory Coast main city, Abidjan. Many thanks.
Thank you.